At Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery, much of the day is spent in prayer and labor. In the afternoon, while many monks begin labor chores, Brother Bernard Marino and another monk head towards a building to begin roasting coffee beans and fill requested orders for Abbey Roast Coffee. It's the coffee the monks roast and sell to raise money for the monastery. Brother Bernard, guest master and dean of coffee, is a former architect from New York. He has been living at the monastery for over 20 years. Entering the roasting room near the monastery, the smell of coffee beans greets your nose, while the pristine roaster, complete with the Abbey Roast label on the side, captivates your eyes. It was on a trip to a sister monastery in Brazil where Brother Bernard learned about coffee.
I was there for about a month, and while I was there, the brothers taught me how to roast coffee.
Brother Bernard had learned basic roasting skills while in Brazil, but if the monks were going to make Abbey Roast a success, they needed to seek the advice and help of an experienced roaster. Enter Bernie Digman, owner and operator of Milagro Coffee y Espresso in Las Cruces.
Roasting is like any culinary pursuit. It's a lifelong endeavor.
For 8 months, Digman taught the monks the fine skill of roasting, and he was impressed with how determined his new students were.
They spent a lot of serious time learning the ins and outs, the basics of roasting.
The monks, using their connections in Brazil, soon found a small family plantation to import coffee beans from. Not long after that, the monks received a great deal from a company to purchase their own roaster, and Abbey Roast was up and running.
So right now we have our own roaster, and after about a year and a half, we've been roasting now, thousands of pounds.
Around the roasting room, there are many different types of coffee beans. Brother Bernard warms up the roaster, selects his beans, and carefully begins the process. While Bernard roasts, another monk helps grind and package orders. The monks try to turn the orders quick to keep orders fresh.
We're trying to do it kind of nationwide now in more recognized stores and grocery stores and things like that.
Brother Bernard says that there is only one other monastery in the country that sells coffee. Like most roasters, he stands by his products, saying you will not find a better cup of coffee unless, of course, you visit his pal Bernie Digman's place in Las Cruces, where the monks always try to stop by and say hello.
Now we kind of share our beans and he is always coaching us. So it's been a real deep friendship that's really developed very nicely.
It's always nice to enjoy a cup of coffee with a friend, or in this case, a brother. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.